Every spring, morel mushrooms sprout from the blackened mountain soil where wildfires burned the year before. For a few thousand commercial mushroom pickers, it's time to pile into dusty pickups and follow the bounty across the West. In the first of two reports, Rowan Moore Garrity sets out with a picker in the Metau Valley on the eastern slopes of the Washington Cascades.
Hongueros, or mushroom pickers, have their share of tense encounters in the woods, with cougars and bears, and sometimes with competing pickers who threaten to call Border Patrol. But Jose de Nova Calle says the core job qualification isn't bravery so much as endurance. We walk all day, every day, he says. Here, there, anywhere. De Nova is part of an itinerant workforce over 20,000 strong. They supply restaurants and florists around the world with mushrooms and plants from the Northwest. But the industry goes largely unseen, confined to remote stretches of national forest. At 29, De Nova is tall, lean, and evidently at home in the woods. For a day of scrambling up ravines and creeping through dead brush, De Nova brings a knife, a bucket, and a 16-ounce energy drink. Not ideal, he says, but I forgot my water in camp. Now, outside the town of Twisp, we climb into steep hills burned by the largest wildfire in Washington state history, the Carlton Complex Fire. A year later, it's a landscape of downed logs, charred pines with green tops, and morel mushrooms. This looks promising, De Nova says. Here and there, he bends down to cut morels from a carpet of pine needles and drop them in his bucket.
Muy camuflados.
Very well camouflaged, De Nova says. The smaller morels seem almost invisible, soft brown with a honeycomb surface. From a few feet away, they're dead ringers for a pine cone. Every few minutes, De Nova's two-way radio buzzes with news from other members of his six-man crew.
Están caminando sobre aquel. Ellos pueden ver aquí.
On opposite sides of the canyon, De Nova says they do reconnaissance for one another and scope out good areas to forage. Most pickers work this way, fanning out like a search party, then traveling together to sell their bounty at roadside buying stations. Many crews are groups of relatives.
De mi familia, mi cuñado.
It started with my brother-in-law. I brought on my brother, then my other brother, then another brother-in-law. It's a chain, De Nova says.
Es una cadena.
Near their home in Oregon, they pick huckleberries in the summer, then chanterelles, black trumpet, and hedgehog mushrooms through the winter. April is the start of a grand morel tour from California to Washington and Montana, sleeping in tents the whole way. This year, that tour includes De Nova's wife and two-year-old son, but not for long.
Lo vamos a meter a la escuela y que siga
estudiando. Put him in school. No, I don't want him doing this, De Nova says. It's a hard life. To De Nova, the morel is both the best and the worst of mushrooms.
Sí, porque es más difícil para encontrarlo porque se camina demasiado.
Morels are worst because of all the walking, and best because of the high prices they command. Some days, De Nova brings in as much as 150 pounds, worth well over $1,000. On others, he finds nothing at all, but the lifestyle has its upsides. No traffic, no stress, and no boss. De Nova first came to the U.S. at 15 to escape the mounting violence and unemployment at home in Mexico. He trimmed hedges and hauled trash in Washington, D.C., then came west when construction work dried up during the recession. All my friends have tried city life, he says, painting houses, laying carpet, and they like it better out here. In Twisp, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio.